Christ is risen.
True.
Христос воскресе. Христос Анесте. Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We heard today, as usual, beautiful accounts in the Gospel, and always, last few days, it seemed to be always misunderstanding of the people, misunderstanding Christ, His intentions. They see the miracles, they see the love, and yet they are afraid. They're afraid. You know why they're afraid of the Lord and why they wanted to kill Him in the Gospel today? Well, because they're envious, because He might take away their self-esteem. He might take away from them their self-love. And He may fill their hearts with the grace of God, with humility, and with love for God above all, and the love for their neighbor. The most cherished thing in our heart is the self-esteem, it seems. The more I live, the longer I live, the more I am convinced of that, that this is the key, this is the key to the Antichrist. Our self-love, our self-esteem, our looking for one's own will rather than looking for the will of the Father who is in heaven. Always going after that. We heard in the second gospel where the Lord says, let your light shine so that the whole world will see your good deeds. Well, we want to jump before conquering the self-esteem. We want to jump into that position to be placed on top of the mountain as a city so that it will be seen, or as a light to light and shine for everybody. Why do we want to jump into this immediately before we have learned the humility, before we have learned our own sinfulness, before we have learned to really be grateful and glorify God in everything, and see and have gratitude in our heart, and see the love that He has for us, and see the love of the neighbors, those who love God? You know, our self-esteem keeps us from ever seeing anybody loving us. Worst of all, it keeps us from seeing the love of Christ for us. Just like the old, just at the time of Christ, the people could not see His love. Especially the ones that wanted to kill Him. They wanted to get rid of Him, get Him out of their sight, because He was bothering them. His preaching was bothering them, my beloved. Why? Well, because again, He was endangering taking away from their precious possession, which was the self-esteem. He was going to tell them the truth about themselves. He was going to tell them that without My grace, you cannot survive. Every man falls short. No one can make it. You need My supernatural power. The Lord wanted to tell them that and told them. Not in so many words. He had told them that. He told them, without Me you can do nothing. You must totally depend on Me, your Creator, because it is I who sustains your life. Because if it wasn't for Me, the bacteria that's on you, as Metropolitan Vitali pointed out not too long ago, bacteria that's on your body could turn on you and devour you and destroy you. If it wasn't for the orders of the nature, that it takes the orders from God, the whole nature would go on top of us and totally destroy us. We are constantly in total dependence on our Lord and Creator, which should warm the hearts of those who love God, but it makes angry the hearts of those who despise God, those who don't want God to rule them. My beloved, let's work on our hearts so that our heart will not turn on Christ, and so that we will not want also death to Him in our hearts, so that we will push Him away, and so that we will not reject the love that God shows to us, even through His servants, through the people that love Him. Let's work on our hearts. Let's make that as the most important goal in our life, to cleanse our hearts so that the heart will be free from the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of self-esteem, and of the temporary thoughts of the temporary goals, that our goals will be always eternal, that our goals will always be looking for the kingdom of heaven. Let's truly understand that is why Christ was rejected by the princes of this world. Or at that time, even the highest clergy, the bishops of the world. Because Christ did not want to promote their self-esteem. He did not come and took over the church and made them all rulers with him right there and then. Just like today. Christ's church doesn't want to take people and give them authority in such a way so that they will lose the sight of eternal life and so that they will be able to enjoy the life here in this world. That is why the real church always was under persecution. That's why the real pastors were always under persecution. That's why real bishops and the real orthodox members, they all had to go through the last two Beatitudes, the 8th and the 9th Beatitude. Our kingdom is not from this world and in this world. Christ said that my kingdom is not of this world. He said that to Pilate. And he said that to his disciples. He said that to all the people. But they rejected that whole concept. They said, no, we want it now. We don't want to wait until after we die, after we suffer, after we're crucified. We don't want that crucifixion. We want that kingdom right now and here. And Christ said, no. I only came to show you a way so you can make it into the kingdom of heaven. But it's not here on this earth. Now, beloved, let's realize that. And the quicker we realize that, and let's fight for attainment of that kingdom of heaven in the heaven. And the kingdom of heaven where it's permitted to us glimpses in our hearts, says the Lord. But to get to that kingdom of heaven in our heart, we must purify it first. We must get rid of everything that is foreign to God's Spirit. And one of the opposite of the Spirit of God, which is of the humility, the opposite of it is pride. So if you have any pride in you, in yourself, in your background, if you have any pride in anything that you have ever done, if you have any pride in your inheritance, whether that you've been Orthodox for many generations or whether you came from a fine family of aristocrats or whatever it may be, just chalk it all away. Push it all away. Whether you have pride that you're of a particular nationality, that you're a Russian, chalk that away. Look only for one thing, or that you're a German or Jewish. It doesn't matter. Forget about that pride. Forget about that pride. Have only one thing in your heart to want. That is to be rid of the pride that takes you away from God. And this is to find that humility. Look for the kingdom of heaven. You have plenty of chances to find the way. You have plenty of chances in this adulterous and sinful world where people are going to malign you and are going to mistreat you. And you're going to feel a lot of pressures. But run to the haven of the Lord. The pressures are exerted to you most of the time, are allowed to be exerted at you only for one purpose. This is for your salvation. So says the scripture. The scripture says, whatever something happens to you, it happens for the benefit of your salvation. That is, if that's what you want. Now, if you find yourself that you cannot take the pressure, and that you don't want the pressure, you don't want the crucifixion, whatever Christ has given you or me, we don't want it and we deny the cross, well, we don't stand a chance then, my beloved. Then the only thing we got to do is we just give up. We give up. And then who takes over? You think Christ takes over? No, the devil takes over. And then once the devil takes over, you think you're going to be free from anxiety? You're going to be free from things? No, then the devil starts to torture you. For eternity, he'll torture you. And God forbid if you will be left free here on earth to do whatever you want. Because then you are already bound as a prisoner forever. So, if you're in a position, like I get into a position sometimes, like the bishops get into a position sometimes, and all the people, When we get to a point where we've been under such a pressure, we don't want to take it, we can't take it anymore, and we want to give up, well, let's understand that that's the time to keep on going tougher. That's the time to toughen up even more. That's the time to depend on the Lord Himself, that the Lord will sustain us and give us the strength. For He gives us all the time the life, and He protects us all the time from the enemy. Just hold on a little more. Just hold on a little more. And don't let that depression set in. And don't let that falling away, conscious or unconscious, falling away from the rejection of the cross. Don't let that happen. Let's carry on the cross until the end. For if we do that until the end, then the promise of the Scripture is that those who suffer until the end will be saved. Don't get distraught if that's all you got to look forward to is suffering. It's not. You look forward above, beyond that suffering. You're looking forward to that kingdom of heaven. That's why the holy saints, the martyrs, and all the saints were able to rejoice under pressures and under terrible, terrible conditions, much worse than you and I have ever experienced. But they were able to rejoice because their eyes were in the kingdom of heaven, because their eyes were beyond this world. Now, the minute I look on this earth, and the minute I look for something change or something good to happen on this earth, I will never find it, and I will lose the peace. But if I am determined to carry the cross until my last breath, and I'm determined to be faithful to my Lord, irregardless who turns on me and what happens in the world, and I am going to be faithful to my Lord, I'm going to then be able to be sustained by the grace of God, and I'm going to be able to sustain also that joy in my heart, knowing that the Lord will give me salvation. Not because I deserve it, but because He has the love for me, which is proven to me on a daily basis. You don't have to look far away. You can look at the nature, those who have ever walked outside and looked at the flowers or the trees or the animal kingdom, those who ever heard the birds singing in the morning. Well, this is God has created all that beauty, and God is always giving them life, and He promised and He said so, that we are more important than all the world. Our soul is more important than all the world. But it doesn't mean just mine, it means yours. Your soul is more important to God than all the world. Your soul is more important. Your children's souls. There's no one in the world that God disregards the soul. He says, he's not important. I don't love him. God loves everybody. And that is why God wants us also to love everybody, irregardless whether we find it easy or not. The real love is not when it becomes easy. I think the real love is probably proved when it is hard. That's when the real love starts to come through. When it's above the nature, human nature. We read these prayers in the church here. Special love to get rid of the hatred, and they'll give us the love. Special prayers for love. And you know that the dependence and a true love we can only get through the grace of God. We cannot have love. We cannot have love the way God wants us to love without the grace of God. So it all boils down to the same thing as Saint Seraphim always said. Let's go after the grace of God. Let's go after the grace of God. For that is the purpose of our life here. To be receiving the grace of the Holy Spirit. To have God abide in our heart. Then, and only then, we'll be able to fulfill His commandments. But again, just don't get distraught. If you struggled for 50 years and you don't see any headway, even if you struggled for 70 years or 90 years and you don't see any headway, don't get distraught. Don't get depressed over it. But know that Christ has saved, even at the last moment on the cross, the robber. And we know many, many stories of the saints that Christ had done so at the 11th hour. It changed the heart. It's changed the way. As long as you just want it, just develop that want. Develop the want to be finally united with Him forever. And to be able to be consciously drawing on the strength of the Lord. And thus to live only through the Lord. Let me no longer live, said Saint Paul Apostle, but let Christ lives in me. And that's how you and I must develop and how we must try to feel, so that we will no longer live, but Christ lives in us. And then we will please our Father who art in heaven. Amen.